It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Hey, welcome back to Des Moines. It's good to have you with us on a sunny, sunny, wintry January Sunday afternoon. Joseph, our producer engineer back in the CARE Radio studio. That is CARE Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison, by the way. Tom Couts will be here courtside. It is good to be here. Ladies game is in the book, and Grandview continues to be undefeated at home this season. Public address announcer beginning to introduce the starters for the guys game. And tell you what, while he's doing it, why shouldn't I do the same thing, huh? So here we go. First of all, for the Grandview University Vikings. Grandview is, again, another really, really good team in this Heart of America Athletic Conference. They are undefeated at home this year. They average 81 points a game. I mean, they like to get up and down and score and transition and get back and score again. And they're going to be starting 6'2" sophomore from Waterloo, Iowa, Isaiah Johnson. Out of Peoria, Illinois, 6'6", senior Dallas Bryson. Drew Johnson is going to be out there. He's a 6-foot senior from Clive, Iowa. Out of Walker, Iowa, at 5'11", is a senior Ryan Miller. And rounding it out, 6'8" post, Jackson Golightly. He is out of Maryville, Missouri. And Ryan Miller, by the way, on this team, the 5'11" guard, he is the team's leading scorer. Check this, a little over 20 points a game for him. They got three guys averaging double-figure scoring. For the Benedict and Ravens, head coach Ryan Moody, associate head coach John Peer. Benedictson is going to be starting the same group that they started in their previous game with Nysir Scott, the senior guard out of Topeka, Kansas. He's 5'10". At 6 foot tall, St. Joe Senior. Jaden Bristol. At 6 foot tall, St. Joe Senior. Matt Austin. At 6'2" tall, St. Joe Senior. Saxton Houston. And rounding it out, the 6'6" senior from Liberty, Missouri. It is Tyson Caffey. The Benedictson guys tonight, I mean, you don't know if it's gonna how it's gonna transfer and how it's gonna pan out. But good news for the Ravens, for the first time in recent memory, they are at full strength. The bench is completely full. Everybody's here. Everybody's suited up, and they are 100% healthy. Ravens in the traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim. And for Grandview, it is going to be the home. And again, we will call this kind of a powder gray with red and blue lettering and trim. Coming into the center to jump it off for Benedictson, it'll be Tyson Caffey. For Grandview, 6'8" senior, Jackson Golightly. We're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Benedictson, Grandview basketball. Our official throws it up and nobody jumps except Benedictson. And Tyson Caffey slaps it back. And here comes BC on the offense. Up top side with it is going to be Jaden Bristow. Skips it over to Tyson. Caffey cross-court pass comes out on top. Gets it to Matt. He'll go 16. Miss it wide to the left side. And the rebound cleared down by Grandview. A little less than a half a minute into the ball game, and it'll be the Vikings' first opportunity with the basketball. They'll dish it off to the right side. Now from the top, it's a three. It's up and good. And how about that? Jackson Golightly from way outside on top. hits the first bucket of the ball game. It is 3-0. Grandview with the early lead. Back the other way, it's going to come. Down the left side is Matt Austin. Comes out on top, Bristol. Trying to decide if they're in a zone defense or not. The feed comes to the 15-foot mark where the turnaround shot is up and good. Saxton Houston has the first points of the ball game for BC. So it is a 3-2 lead for Grandview. Here's a shot up, missing. And a rebound pulled back down again by the Raven. Benedictine trying to go by one. Matt Austin races into the forecourt with it for Benedictine. Kicks it down deep into the corner. Comes back out on top. Ravens are going to rotate it around to the left side of the nice here. Back out on top. BC running a little motion. Now back it in. Back in here. Scott up the window. And a rebound. Pulled down an elbow flying by Grandview's Dallas Bryson. And back up forward with it will come Grandview. Vikings work around to the left side. Dish it into the corner. Stepping inside. It's going to be snapped out of bounds by Bristol. He will knock it away from Isaiah Johnson. It will come into Grandview with 18 on the shot clock from their offensive baseline. Looking to bring it in, and we'll come back around out on top. Grandview with the ball. Top side. Here's Bryson for three. Buries it. Three-point shots from Bryson in Golightly, and it is a 6-2 lead for Grandview here early on. 2 minutes into the game. Benedictine and Jaden Bristol down with it to Thuston. Saxton has the Ravens only 2 points so far. Here's Tyson Caffey outside the left block. One hand push pass. Saxton for three is wide to the right side. Nothing but Grandview players underneath for the rebound where Drew Johnson will sweep it away. Johnson dumps it over to the right side. Go lightly looking for his second three, and he'll get it. And the big guy, you don't think of the 6'8 post hitting all these threes, but he's doing it here. His second three, it is 9-2. 17 and a half to go. Thuston comes out on top to Tyson. Kathy gets it to Nicier. Scott slides to the left side, works toward the baseline, works inside his defender, goes across underneath, kicks it back over on the right side to Matt. Off on top it goes to Bristol. He'll go from 15, and we're going to get an offensive foul called on Jaden. They're going to call Bristol for the offensive foul. It'll be his first, the first foul by BC in the ballgame. Matter of fact, the first foul by either team with 17-11 to go in the first half. So Grandview looking for a double-digit lead right out of the gate. Up right now, 9-2. We are 3 minutes in. Accelerating right side. Finger roll is up no good, but Nicier picks up a foul, and we're going to get free throws taken by Grandview. Coming to the line is going to be Grandview's Ryan Miller. And I talked about him. He's a team-leading scorer. He's also an 88.7% free throw shooter, so yeah, he's really good. This one is perfect. Ryan Miller has his first point of the day. Benedict and Trinigan out 10-2. And 11-2. So the Ravens are down 9, and we are 3 minutes in. Here comes Bristol walking it up. He waves his team away, says, I've got this, and takes it across midcourt. Grandview stays with their player defense. Over to the right wing is going to be Matt Austin. Matt hasn't had a shot opportunity yet in the game. They have been in his pocket. Here's Saxton with the ball. Thuston dishes it back off on top. Shot clock is rolled down to 10. Skip pass underneath. Thuston hooks it up and in. Nicely done. The assist to Bristol. The bucket to Thuston. Saxton has all the Benedictine's points. It is 11-4. 16 and a half to go in the first half. Back out on top, it's going to be Isaiah Johnson for Grandview. Over to Drew Johnson. Ryan Miller now backs all the way away into the top corner, guarded by Nicier. He'll pull up from 17, knocks it down. My goodness, the shooting that we have seen from this team so far in the game today has been absolutely phenomenal. Grandview is a driving shot on the other end. It's up and good, plus one. Give that one to Tyson Caffey. Tyson hits the bucket, draws the foul, and coming to the line for one. Benedictine is going to make a pair of substitutions. Well, they're going to make one and make one more if Tyson hits this shot. Into the game is going to come Jaden Timmy for Benedictine. And Tyson's free throw is going to be a little bit short, so Eric Cruz will not get in quite yet. It is 13-6 Grandview. And now the ball is deep in the left corner, and it's out of bounds. Let's see which way it's going to go. Well, they decide that. Benedictine is going to come into the game with Ahmad Lewis. And also coming in is going to be Eric Cruz. So let's check that Benedictine 5. You've got out there Jaden Bristol, Jaden Timmy, Eric Cruz, Matt Austin. And as a 3 goes up and misses, you've also got out there Ahmad Lewis. And this time off the missed shot, BC for the rebound. It'll be cleared away by Matt Austin. 15 and a half to go in a quickly moving first half. And now Bristol gets fouled as Dallas Bryson tries to get in front of him and stop him, but could not. It'll be his first foul, and for Grandview, it's going to be team foul too. One foul on Ryan Miller, and now one foul on Dallas Bryson. It'll be put in play for Benedictine from the edge of the scorer's table and brought in by Ahmad Lewis. Here comes the Ravens on offense. They reset the shot clock at 20. On the left side, it's going to be Bristol. Comes back on the top. Cruz drives the finger roll, and there it is. E. Cruz for Benedictine for 2. So Eric getting in the scoring column, and it is now 13-8. Shot from the outside, and there's 3 more. And a second 3 of the ball game for Dallas Bryson. 16-8. Grandview, inside 15 to go in the first half. Matt Austin over to Ahmad, pack out on top, it'll go to Bristol, gets it to Cruz, to Bristol, starts right, drives left, pulls it up, kicks it down low, just outside the block, Cruz in the lane, turns and scores. Here with Cruz, gets that bucket, his 4th point in his brief stint out on the floor. It is 16-10, Grandview. Bryson will have it on top, he'll go for his 3rd 3, that one won't go in. Ravens are going to rebound it down to Matt Austin. Matt did a good job on the boards already here this afternoon. And it's going to be his 2nd rebound. Austin, coast to coast, the finger roll to Sompton. The rebound is going to be cleared down by Golightly. The 6'8" center will drive the ball up the floor, and back on offense comes Grandview. We're at 14 minutes to go in the first half. Benedictine trailing 16-10. Out on top of it is going to be Ryan Miller. We've not had a substitution yet for Grandview. It will go to the right side. The shot is up and missing. And as BC comes down with the board, we're going to have a foul called. Foul is going to be called on the Ravens. The official is going to let us know that it is on Ahmad Lewis. His 1st. Team foul 3 for Benedictine. And now we will have our 1st substitution into the game for Grandview, and it'll be Jack Trudeau. Jack is a 6'5 senior from Van Meter, Iowa. Here comes the Viking. 13:40 to go in the half. Little bounce pass to the right side and couldn't handle basketball. That's going to be stolen away by Ahmad. Lewis starts to bring it up the floor. Stops short of midcourt. Kicks it over there to Jaden Bristol. And here come the Ravens. BC with the basketball. Turning it by 6. Timmy with it. Goes over to the left side to Matt. Austin being defended by Isaiah Johnson. Matt, a long 3 online. Perfect. What a shot by Matt Austin. And the Ravens are back to within a possession at 16-13. Hook shot over to the left side. Golightly steps in. Has it knocked away by Cruz. Here comes Benedictine. Bristol looking up the floors. He'll take it across the timeline. Right side in front of the scorer's table. He'll pull up for 3 and knock it down. We're tied. Jaden Bristol makes it a 16-16 ball game at 12:50 to play in the opening half. Back over to the left side on a 3 of their own. The shot fails, and the rebound is going to be rescued in the corner by Drew Johnson. Here are the Vikings with the basketball. The game even at 16. Topside with it is going to be Isaiah Johnson. Back over to the right is going to be Golightly. He's got those 6 points. The feed to Golightly, who will lay it up and in. That'll be 8 now for Jackson. 18-16. Grandview. BC with the ball back up the floor. Grandview stays with the player defense. Back over to the right side. They try to bring it into Timmy, and 2 defenders collapse down on him. Kind of sandwich in between them. A foul is called, and It is going to be the first of the game by Isaiah Johnson. So team fouls are even at 3 apiece. We're down to 12:09 to go in the first half in Des Moines, Iowa. It's 18-16 Grandview. Benedict comes with the ball and playing on the right side. Matt shooting for the lead, and they'll say he reached back with his free foot and stepped on the sideline. One thing that I would suspect has got to be an adjustment as they have moved that three-point line back again is that as it goes on the top, not such a big deal. As it goes down on the side, to be behind the three-point line, you are closer than you have ever been to the sideline. And a lot of those guys who are accustomed to a very standard reach-back step or squaring-up step, well, maybe you don't have that kind of room anymore with the extended distance. And so they have to make an adjustment in how far they step back, and Joe getting into a little trouble with that. Here's Grandview feeding in the middle. Here's a travel. Oh, they're going to call a block? Oh, my goodness sake. Calling a blocking foul after the ball handler just kept taking step after step and trying to slide and scoot around the defense of Jaden Timmy. Timmy will have his first foul of the game. Benedict and team foul 4. The ball comes back in, and Grandview back on top. It's 18-16, Grandview by 2. Topside with it is Drew Johnson. Grandview with it back over to the left side. The shot clock's at 6. Out on top, go lightly for 3. That one misses, and the long, long rebound is going to be slapped around and picked up by Bristol. For some reason, the clock goes off, and it was a failure by the scorekeeper over there. They're going to stop the game and go over and make sure everything is okay. Coach Moody's really upset because his team was beginning to transition off that missed shot and rebound it down the floor. Coach Moody is extremely unhappy that they stopped the game. He's like, why didn't you just wave it off, reset the shot clock, and come on down the floor? And the official is trying to explain to him why, I suppose. 11:25 to play here in the first half. And then Coach Moody not very happy. And I understand that now the official's having a little bit of confab. And we'll see what they get all set up here. Wow, next week, busy week for basketball on Care Radio. Monday night will be in McLeod, Kansas. That's right. Tournament week already. We got a couple of games coming up from McLeod on Monday. The week will kind of work out with tournament play. We'll keep you in touch with that. Of course, Benedictin on Thursday. Here come the Ravens. Underneath, Cruz will shoot and score and draw a foul, and he'll come to the line. The bucket good, and Eric Cruz a chance at a three-point play. Eric has come into the game, and he's hot to start with. He's got a half a dozen already. It'll be the first foul today for Grandview's Jack Trudeau. Free throw. Rolls around and it goes in. Thought for a minute it was going to bail out of there. It does not. And Benedictin has its first lead of the day. They're in front 19-18. 11-11 to go in the half. Grandview back down right side. He'll come out on top to Trudeau. Dumps it over to the left. Sartorius in the game. We haven't seen him in there yet today. That's Brady Sartorius, the senior from Mount Pleasant. Shot clock at single digits, and the interior pass is going to be batted away. Knocked free by Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad down the court with it, comes out on top to Bristol. Benedictin with the basketball, leading it by 1. Bristol with it up top of the key. Cuts to the left side, starts into the lane, changes hands. Shot is up, bounces, no good. Rebound. Pulled down Grandview. That thing was on the rim 2 times and would not fall in. Here comes Sartorius. Back over to the right side. It's going to go to Ryan Miller, and we have a foul call. The whistle is going to be on Nysir. He will be the first Benedictin player to pick up a second foul this afternoon. 10:29 to go in the first half. We're approaching the midpoint of the half. And inbound it comes, and back it goes again to Ryan Miller. Miller off on top to Robertson. Connor Robertson in the game. Now a skip pass down to the baseline. Bryson back, fades, shoots, in and out. Nope, rebound. Ravens. Benedictine. Coming up with the basketball and up the floor, they will go. Another Saxton Thuston rebound. And a three for Cruz. Hits the back of the rim and tipped out. Thuston's able to keep it alive. That was like a volleyball play by Saxton as he bumps it, kept it alive. Now Matt for three. It's wide to the left side. And a rebound down to Grandview. Freshman Connor Robertson out of Riverside, Missouri. With that, and the Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes BC. Bristol is up the court, 1-on-4. He didn't like those numbers and makes a great decision here by slowing it down. 9.5 to go, first half. BC with the basketball. Ravens by one. Bristol, a three-point shot, no. And a rebound back down to Grandview. And again, it's going to be Robertson with the board. Left side, Sartorius. Sartorius dumps it off on top. A little motion now. Here's Ryan Miller. He'll have it in front of the BC bench. Comes out on top. One-hand push pass. Back to Sartorius. Shot clock at a dozen. 9 minutes to go in the half. Shot clock at 8. Knocked away by Bristol. Rolling around to the floor. Picked back up. Turnaround shot with 3. Nope. Rebound. Thuston. Here come the Ravens. Benedictine did a great job. Grandy worked the ball, did everything he wanted to do, except Ravens did not let them score. And now a pass for Thuston is going to get away. It's kind of a coaching maneuver for Benedictine. Jaden Bristol tells Saxton, two hands, my friend, two hands. We're taking a timeout. We got your media break with 8:45 to go. We're in the first half in Des Moines, Iowa, where it's the Benedictine Ravens 19, Grandview 18.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
With Joseph, our producer engineer, the Care Radio Sports Studio, Tom Couch with you here courtside on the campus of Grandview University, and essentially just off the downtown of Des Moines, Iowa, rather the northeast edge of town. Benedictine found themselves trailing in this ballgame. Matter of fact, at one point, they were trailing by quite a bit. They were down 8 at one point and fought back. Matter of fact, they were down 9 right out of the gate with 3 minutes gone at 11-2. They now have a one-point lead. 19-18 Benedictine and Grandview. Coming up the floor with the basketball, here comes Ryan Miller. Miller has 4 points so far today. He cuts to the right side, stays above the circle, gets it out on top. Isaiah Johnson. Benedictine has got Tyson Cassie back in the game. On the right side, it's going to be Ryan Miller. He'll drive in, go high up off the backboard. No good. Tyson coming out with a rebound. Look for Bristol. And his outlet's way in front of him, and Jaden's able to track it down. Benedictine will keep control of the basketball. 8 minutes ago in the first half. Tyson Cathy will have it at the top of the key. Tips with the right foot. Kicks it back over to Matt Austin. Austin dribbles it off on top. Ahmad Lewis, right side now to Jaden Timmy. Benedictine back up top side. Skip pass back door. Timmy for 2. Bristol the assist. Jaden Timmy makes it a 21-18 Raven lead. 7:50 to go. Here's a 3 for the tie, and there it is. As quick and easy as that, the 3-point shot by Connor Robertson. The freshman from Riverside, Missouri, gets his first point of the game and ties us up at 21. 7.5 to go. First half. Timmy to Bristol. Lewis back underneath to Timmy. He's down at the baseline. Tips it out on top. Here's Matt for 3. Matt Austin's second three-pointer of the game. He's got 2. Jaden Bristol has 1. And Benedictine is back in front, 24-21. We're at 7 minutes to go in what's been a really pretty fast-moving men's college basketball game. Topside with it is going to be Golightly. He'll kick it over to Robertson. Robertson starts in, comes back, three-point shot. Johnson drains it. First points of the afternoon for Isaiah Johnson, and we tie it up again. Now at 24 at 6:49 to go in the first half. Jaden Bristow walks it up. Tyson Caffey at the top. Here's Matt. He'll start in. Dances left side, falling away from 14. It's going to be a little bit short. Golightly with a rebound at Grandview. Back up the floor. Right side with it is going to be Ryan Miller. Into the lane, squares up, missed it. Nicely rebounded away by Jaden Timmy. Positioned himself well, boxed out his defender, and here comes Benedictine up the floor. Timmy over to the right side to Austin, back to Timmy. He'll go for three. He can hit it. That one, though, won't quite go in. And a rebound again by the Vikings, and these teams, I think, got to be getting a little tired. I don't think they're quite as fast as they were because they've been going up and down and up and down a lot. Here's a three from the right side. It is short. And again, there's a sign of somebody whose legs are giving out a little bit as Dallas Bryson for Grandview just didn't have the gas to get that thing as far as the rim, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. We'll take a break with Coach Moody. Timeout on the floor, 5:53 to go, opening half. It's Benedictine 24, Grandview 24.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Opening game here on Care Radio this afternoon. This is the Grandview Ladies coming away with a win over Benedictine's women. And here in the guys' game with 5:53 to play in the opening half. Can't get much closer than this. It's 24-24. So far, the Ravens are shooting really, really well. They're 10 of 20. I mean, that's pretty easy math. Grandview is hitting 8 of 21 at 38% shooting. From the outside, BC is 3 of 11, 42%. Grandview is 6 of 11 at 54%. So each team, 3 turnovers. You look up and down the stats, they are very close. You would expect a close game, and that is exactly what you have. Jaden Bristow is going to come out of the game and get his first rest of the afternoon, and back in for Benedictine. And he's out there with 2 fouls. It's going to be Nicier Scott. Nicier with the basketball around the right side. He goes. Pulls up his dribble, skips it down low to Tyson Caffey. Deep in the corner, nearly got trapped there, but was able to get it back to Ahmad Lewis. Shot clock to 8. Ahmad in the middle of Tyson. Tyson kicks it, Ahmad. Here's Timmy with 3 on the shot clock. Puts in a 3! Jaden Timmy from the outside. He's got 5. Miss 27-24, Benedictine. 5:20 to go in the opening half. This game is much lower scoring than the ladies' game we saw earlier. The drive, the 12-footer, rims out, no good. Jackson Golightly has hit 2 threes in a long 2, but the 12-footer eludes him. Here comes Benedictine. Matt Austin starts left, comes back to Timmy Wright, into the corner to Nicier. He'll go for 3, that's much too strong, and a rebound down by Grandview. And into the game for the first time today is going to be Cham Deng. Cham is a 6'6 junior from Storm Lake, Iowa. And Ryan Miller gets a little jumper for 2, putting Grandview in front. Leaving Benedictine in front by 1. It's 27-26. Benedictine by 1. Around the right side, Nicier leans in, goes in. There's a little contact. No foul called to Nicier for 2. Ravens back up by 3 at 29-26. On the other end, the shot rolls and falls away. And it's going to go out of bounds, and it is going to be off Benedictine. Grandview is going to take Johnson out of the game. And we're going to get in for the first time today, Macklin Shanahan. Macklin is a 6th-grade junior from Makita, Iowa. And for the Ravens, Cruz will come back in and Kathy will come back out. 4:16 to play. First half, Benedictine leading by three. Grandview with a basketball. Shanahan will jump it off to the top side, working around to the right now, bringing it out on top. The three is launched by Drew Johnson. Hits it, ties the game. Drew Johnson drops one in. It's his first point of the game. And Drew is one of the leading scorers on this team, averaging almost 13 points an outing. But that 3 points there makes it a 29-29 game. We're inside 4 minutes. Here's a three by Timmy. A little bit off the left side, and up forward with it is going to come Chang. He'll dump it over to Ryan Miller. Miller back down court, looking into the middle, dribbles it off on top, backs away, dishes right side, go lightly, comes into the lane, looking for help, finds it down to the left block. Now it's going to be batted away by Timmy. Rebound Benedictine. Up court it's going to come. The three-point shot, Ahmad, way too strong. And a rebound the other way to Drew Johnson. These teams are running up and down a lot. And again, I just wonder how deeply they're going to go into the bench, how much fatigue is going to be a factor in this thing as the afternoon unwinds. We have not seen Saxton in the game for quite a while. Here's a little left-handed shot. It will not go in, but a Benedictine foul. The whistle is going to be on the Ravens, and Matt Austin will have his first foul today. I believe it'll be Raven team foul six, two on Nysir, one each on Austin, Timmy, Bristol, and Lewis. At the line for Grandview, Drew Johnson, again, he hit a three just moments ago. His first free throw here is no good. But Drew Johnson is a great shooter, averages 12-6 a game, but he's not a great free throw shooter. 56.7% at the free throw line. He'll eye this one, and he will miss them both. But an offensive rebound, and it's going to be blocked to the floor by Timmy. Picked up by Benedictine and the Ravens have brought Jake Thompson into the game. For Benedictine, Kathy, Thompson, Austin, Timmy, and Bristol. That's your Benedictine five. We go inside 3 minutes of play in the opening half. Skip past right side, Timmy. Backing in. Drops the shoulder, goes up. And they're going to call a jump ball possession. Grandview. That was still a very nice possession by Benedictine. And I'm going to tell you, liking the way that J.D. Timmy is playing today. Grandview is going to pull Macklin Shanahan back out of the game. He was not out there very long. Macklin will come out of the game, and Drew Johnson is back in. Here comes Grandview. Brady Sartorius. Goes over to Ryan Miller. Miller will come up from 15. Knock it down. Ryan Miller has 7 in the game. And it's now 31-29 Grandview. 2:20 left in the first half. Ryan Miller averaging 20-plus a game. Here's Jaden Brewster with it on the right wing. He puts it on the floor. Gets inside his defender. The underhand finger roll is up and good. Jaden's 5th point today. We're tied again now at 31. On the backside, the score is up and good by Sartorius. 33-31. And the Ravens are down 2. And now down the other end of the court, BC is going to turn it over. This game has been tied 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Benedictine still out on the court with Jaden Bristol and Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, Jake Thompson, and Tyson Cathy. Jake Thompson's going to take over the one. Matt will go to the two. Here comes Benedictine. Way out on top. And a minute and a half to go in the first half. I can skip pass, comes over to the right side. Again, they've got the big guy out there. Go lightly. Shot clock at 5. Out on the top. Here's Johnson for 3. Nope. Long rebound, Bristol. Jaden Bristol hauls it down. Ravens will take it back. Grandview had very quickly gotten down court on defense. Bristol starts in, goes back. Cruz will launch a 3. Well, that's kind of his signature shot, but it didn't fall for him that time. And Grandview back up court. With a minute to go in the half, Grandview has the basketball and they lead it by a pair at 33-31. Top side with it. Grandview, hook pass to the right side of the lane. Trying to back in is Sartorius. He will shoot and not get it. Cruz rebounds it down. Coach Moody says, get a good shot off here, guys, with 40 seconds left in the half. Back on the right side is Bristol. steps in, backs up, looks down low, gets it there to Cruz. He gets inside a defender, and did he travel? Yeah. I have with some of my basketball visiting friends, the ongoing thing, when does the travel start, when is it a Euro step, and what is with all of the steps that the officials allowed taken? Well, the old guy down to the baseline didn't like that many steps, and if Benedictine turns it over with the travel, the shot clock's off, 20 seconds left in the half. 33-31. Grandview looking to take the lead into the locker room. Little seesaw dribble out on top by Brady Sartorius. They'll skip it down low. Sartorius backs in five, comes out on top. Johnson's jump shot with two misses. Ravens rebound. It's halftime. We'll be back in Des Moines to summarize the opening half for you. Your score, Grandview 33, Benedictine 31.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Halftime of this afternoon's Heart of America Athletic Conference men's college basketball game here on CARE Radio, and Grandview has come from behind just a little bit to take a little bit of a lead into the locker room. They're in front 33-31. Recapping that opening half scoring for you, first of all, for the Vikings, it was 8 points apiece for both Brian Miller and Jackson Golightly. It was Dallas Bryson with a half a dozen. It falls to three apiece for Isaiah Johnson, Drew Johnson, and Connor Robertson. The final two owned by Brady Sartorius for the Benedictine Ravens. Very nice first half. Coming off the bench, it was Eric Cruz knocking in 7 points. Matt Austin has a half a dozen, five apiece for both Jaden Bristol and Jaden Timmy. Saxon Thuston on a 4-point first half. Two each. Nice here, Scott Tyson Cassie. It feels like, to me, and I'm going to refer to the numbers and see, maybe a little bit, it feels like Grandview has shot a lot and hit a lot from outside, but not a lot more than Benedictine. Ravens are 13-27 from the floor, hitting 48%. Grandview shooting poorly, 12-31. They're hitting 38%. Ravens are 4-12. Grandview is 7-14, hitting half of their three-point shots. Benedictine hitting only a third of theirs. At the free throw line, the Ravens are 1-2. Grandview is 2-4. BC's turned it over 7 times. Grandview's out rebounded. Benedictine 19-16. And it has been, you look through the stats, a fairly close game. Again, the difference is the Ravens hitting a better percent, but Grandview getting off quite a few more shots and more success from the outside. If you look at fouls, nobody in any real foul trouble. Grandview has no one with more than one personal foul. And for Benedictine, only one player with two, and that is Nicer Scott. The guy's out in the stripes today pretty well, letting them get with it and playing a little basketball. Speaking of which, we're going to be back and hope to enjoy some great second-half basketball when we return. But right now, we're going to take a little bit of a hiatus. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the CAM Radio Sports Studio. Halftime in Iowa. It's Grandview 33, Benedictine 31. We'll be back with the second half right now. He's been working on it. He's been planning on it. He has been building up to it. Joseph, please let us enjoy this halftime.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. Stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good Sunday afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the CARE Country Sports schedule, we've got tournament week beginning this week in high school basketball. So the games on Tuesday and Friday will be announced. We will have games on Tuesday and Friday. However, at this time, due to the tricky schedule ending this year, tournament week will be a little bit tricky, and we'll have more information on it coming up during the sports segments of the news broadcast the next couple of days. Coming up Thursday, we've got Benedictine College on the books as they will be hosting Culver Stockton, with the women taking to the court at 5:30. The men should take to the court at 7:30. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area with the scores as I have them.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Taking a look at some finals in women's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have Central Methodist topping Mount Mercy with a final of 58-51. And in the women's game that you heard right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had Grandview beating the Lady Ravens 87-66. In the NFL, we have a final in the Buccaneers-Eagles contest. It was Buccaneers 31, Eagles 15, with 5 minutes and 19 seconds remaining in the second quarter. It's 49ers 13, Cowboys 7. Again, coming up tonight at 7:15, there will be Kansas City Chiefs versus the Steelers. That game, of course, can be found on our sister station KMZA 92.1. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the weather I forecast.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vape ink is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 25 tonight under mainly clear skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 42 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows around 30 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Partly cloudy and dry Tuesday, clouds on the increase by Wednesday. Upper 40s Tuesday, low 20s by Wednesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. We're currently recording 34.9 degrees Fahrenheit in North Atchison. The wind is out of the northwest at 3 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 80%. Barometric pressure is steady at 29.91 inches of mercury. Dew point, 29 degrees Fahrenheit. Wind chill is 35 degrees out there. In Valley Falls, it's 37, as it is in Holton, Kansas, at 37 as well. Leavenworth and Horton are checking in at 34 right now. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a couple of moments.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn at Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
There. There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, thanks very much, and welcome back to the campus of Grandview in Des Moines, Iowa, where we're getting set to go to the second half of the guys' game. It is a 33-31 Grandview lead as the two teams come off their respective sidelines on the court for Grandview. Going to be Isaiah Johnson, Drew Johnson, Bradley Sartorius, Brian Miller, and Jackson Golightly. Waiting for Benedictine to break their huddle in their bench across the way. And we're going to look out here and see Tyson Cathy and Jaden Bristol. Got Matt Austin, got Saxton Thuston, and oh, I know in the left corner, you guys. Nice here. He's way over the corner, hands on his knees, like not standing up straight, way down to the baseline corner in front of the Raven bench. And there he is. Benedictine Bristow pulls up 15. No. Rebound is going to be knocked out of the hands of Thuston and pulled away by Grandview. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Ryan Miller. Ryan Miller, again, averaging over 20 points a ball game, had 8 in the first half. He is a shooter. And now the ball is going to be knocked away, and coming up the floor with it, we get a foul call. It's going to be Nicer coming up with the steal, and a foul is going to be on Johnson. And that, let me clear that, Drew Johnson. It is his first foul of the game, the first foul of the second half by either team. Remember, both Isaiah Johnson and Drew Johnson are out on the floor. Isaiah Johnson from Waterloo, Iowa. Drew Johnson from Clive, Iowa. Here's BC and Bristol with the basketball. Comes out on top. Over to the right side with it. Ravens into the lane. The feed across is going to be saved by Tyson. They'll say his heel was on the baseline, and Benedictine will turn it over. We are almost a minute into the second half, and it is still a 33-31 ball game. Here comes Grandview back up the floor and over to the right side. It's going to be Isaiah. Johnson will have it left side. Go lightly. The big man dribbles it up on top. Goes all the way near to the center circle, kicking it in to Ryan Miller. He'll work his way to the left side. Shot clock at 7. He will pull up for the 3 that misses. And rebounding it down is nice here. Benedictine. Scott will bring it up the court. Outlets quickly down the left side to Bristol. Comes out on top to Kathy. Back over. It'll go to Jaden Bristol. Over to the left side to Nicer. Bit of a head fake. Knife set of the lane. Goes in. Goes up. Shot is up. No good. And we're going to have a foul. And somebody's over the top. Argument ensuing. And the official comes over to tell Ryan Miller that, yeah, you did go over the back. And here's how you did it. And he illustrates with his arms. It'll be the second foul of the game by Miller, second foul of the second half by Grandview. Benedictine back in with it. Here's Matt Austin. Left side of the lane, off the window. Rebound. Pulled down by Miller. He will bring it up, go all the way to the other end of the floor, and his driving layup is good. Wow. He got to the other end and got it in the bucket fast. That is his 10th point of the game and pushes Grandview to a 35-31 lead 2 minutes into the second half, and the Ravens still haven't scored. Here's a turnaround from the lane that is too soft. Rebound pulled down by the Ravens. Missed again by Saxton, and the rebound by Tyson Cathy. We get a Benedictine foul. The foul is going to be on Saxton Thuston. It is his first foul of the game, and team foul 1 for Benedictine here in the second half. 17:50 to go in the ball game. It is still a 35-31 Grandview lead. Ryan Miller comes up, gets it to Drew Johnson. Back out top side, they go to Golightly. He'll kick it over to the left side to Bryson. Back out, the long two, up, missing. Rebound is on the floor. Taken away by Tyson Cathy. Gets it away to Bristol. Here's Nicer. Goes in, goes up, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Nicer. That was a flop. Wow. Dallas Bryson did a great job of getting in front, stepping in, and you could see Nicer go around him. And Nicer will have foul number three and have to come back out of the game. And Ahmad Lewis again returns to the floor. As he returns to the floor, we're also going to get Eric Cruz back into the lineup. 17:26 to go in the game, 35-31. Grandview with the lead and with the basketball, and coming up with it is Ryan Miller. Miller has it out on top. He's going to be guarded by Ahmad. Long shot for two, missing, and the rebound. Matt Austin on the miss by Isaiah Johnson. Matt clears it down, and he walks it up the floor. On a little motion, gets it away to Bristol. Back over to Matt, and now we're going to get an offensive foul again against Benedictin. Coach Mooney's got to be restrained over there. I'm telling you what, he is pointing at the official. He is toe-to-toe, and there's the tee. He is very unhappy with what's going on out here. So, Coach Mooney getting a full measure of expressing his dissatisfaction with what's going on out of the floor, and Granby will come to the free throw line. It'll be Golightly coming up there for a couple of free throws. 16:59 to go. First one, yes. That is the ninth point of the game for the 6'8 senior from Maryville, Missouri. Second free throw, it's also good. He has 10. It is now 37-31. And it'll be Grandview putting in a play from in the backcourt. Golightly will inbound it. And here comes Ryan Miller. Grandview has yet to go to the bench as we're inside 17 to go in the half. Benedictin trailing now by a half dozen. Grandview will go baseline, the reverse layup. It's going to be up and in for Drew Johnson. He's got five. And it's now 39-31. Benedictin has been outscored, 8-0 going back into the late moments of the first half. Out on top of it is going to be Matt Austin. Matt gets it to Saxton. Back to Matt. He'll drive left. Goes in. Finger roll. No, and we have a foul called. The foul is going to be on Isaiah Johnson. It is his second foul. Ravens coming to the free throw line, and stepping up there for Benedictin is going to be Matt Austin. Matt has only got 6 points in the game on a couple of first half threes. His first free throw of the evening or afternoon is up and in. Kind of hard to tell, afternoon, evening. We've been in this building for a long time. There are no windows. Free throw is up, and it is also good. He will have gotten them both. First 2 points of the second half for Benedictin coming here at 16:22 to play in the game. 39-33. Grandview with Drew Johnson handling the basketball. Brady Sartorius is back in. Over to Bryson, tries to back in, push out on top, Golightly at the free throw line, can't get a shot away. Shot clock to 7. Now the feed over to the left side of the lane, trying to back in is Bryson. He will stop, lean, shoot, miss, rebound, pull back down, and now are they not going to stop the play this time? Apparently not. The shot clock again goes off, but they will say that shot had hit the rim. They allowed play to continue, and now Benedictin after his second shot misses, comes up with a rebound, and down with it's going to come Matt Austin, goes in, goes up, hits it, comes to the line. Matt Austin. And it's going to be another foul on Isaiah Johnson, and it will be his third. Now, having come out of the ball game a moment ago, Ryan Miller comes right back in, so his time off the floor was probably half a minute or less. Isaiah Johnson goes off, illustrating to the coach how he thought that he did not commit that foul, and the free throw completes the three-point play for Matt Austin. So Matt, the only Rima to have scored yet in the second half, and he's got 11 points today. It is a 39-36 lead for Grandview. A three, up an air ball, caught on the fly by Matt. Missed badly by Ryan Miller, and Benedictine up with it. Matt will drive in, go up, score two more. So Matt Austin has decided to put things in his own hands here, and it is now 39-38, Benedictine down one. And we're going to get a timeout, Grandview, as the Ravens are right back in this thing. Taking a break, 15:05 to go in the game. Again, Grandview 39, Benedictine 38.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Hey, we're glad you're with us here on a Sunday afternoon. We've got 15:05 to go in this men's college basketball game. As Benedictine has found themselves back and forth and back and forth. And really, the Ravens have only taken one lead in this game, two leads in this game, one at 29-26 and one at 19-18. Other than that, it has been tied or they have trailed never by a lot. Largest deficit of the game was early on. They were trailing 11-2, down 9. And a moment ago, they were down 39-31, so trailing by 8. But they've come right back, cut it to 1, and we've still got a lot of basketball to play. It's Grandview basketball after the timeout, and we're back at it. Here on the campus of the Vikings is Grandview, top side with it. Around to the left will go Miller. They'll take it over to the wing. Now top of the key is going to be Drew Johnson. Ravens will stay with the player defense. They brought Jaden Timmy into the game. Ahmad Lewis is in there also. Shot clock at 5. Driving right. The shot is up. Off the window and in. And again, it was just a matter of that drive by Sartorius. He knew what he was going to do, and he took it to the rim, and he was able to make a count. It is now 41-38. Grandview by 3. 14:20 to play in the game. Here's a long 2. Up for Matt. Won't go. Rebound. Pulled down by Grandview. Sartorius up the floor with it. Then a right-hand dribble. Now the ball is going to be stripped out of the hands of Ryan Miller and knocked into the crowd on the Grandview's bench. And now it's the official coming over to the scorer's table. I don't know what the problem here is. 14:12 to go. 5 on the shot clock. And they're looking at that clock. They want to change something. And we'll see if they do. 14:12-5 is what is setting out right now. The ball is knocked out of the hands of Miller over the far sideline and right into the bench, the Grandview bench. So, did they change any of it? No. Yep, they did. They pushed that shot clock all the way back to 24. So they have had trouble getting the shot clock done today. And here comes Grandview. They'll bring it back, go baseline, looking in, no room there. Skip pass comes back out on top. They've got it over on the right side, 7 on the shot clock. Back to the top to Sartorius. He goes in, and another layup is up and easy in for Sartorius. The one a moment ago was to the right side of the lane. This one is to the left, and as we go to the other end of the court, we're going to get an offensive foul on Bristol. Bristol comes up, and he is complaining to the official. Now the official actually walks up and addresses him about it. 13:40 to go in the game. Jaden Bristol collects his second foul this afternoon. Team foul number 5. Pass down to the right side. We're going to get a foul now on Timmy for Benedictine. A couple of fouls now for Jaden. You've got to realize that around this conference that there are actually other games besides this one going on. Yesterday, Evangel lost at home to Coburn. Missouri Valley defeated Clark by one in Marshall, 83-82. And William Penn over Baker in a thriller, 87-81. So three close games yesterday that did go off, and two games were moved to today. You've got Central Methodist at Mount Mercy, and then, of course, this Benedictine and Grandview game going on right here. So you've got all of that. Ravens have the ball down the floor, backing in. Eric Cruz kicks it off on top. Now to the right, back out on top. Bristol feeds for Cruz. Here's the three off the window. No good. And rebound to go back down. The feed underneath, and the shot is blocked. Ahmad Lewis, no foul called. And you can hear the Grandview folks looking for a little bit of a foul action there. And now we're going to get a foul away from the rim. Then we're going to get Ahmad anyway. Ahmad has his second foul. Looking around this conference right now, my goodness, Jim, you're in the North Division. You've got Penn at 8-1 and Grandview tied for second at 5-3. This free throw is up and good for Ryan Miller. His 11th point today. He's 3 of 3 at the free throw line.
Checking in by number 3, Dallas Franklin.
Jackson Golightly comes out of the game. And Connor Robertson is in. The second free throw for Miller is good, and he's got a dozen points now. Benedictine in the South Division is tied for second, one game out of first. So Benedictine and Grandview are both 5-3 in the conference. Benedictine 11-6, and Grandview is 10-5 overall. Here's a driving layup, misses by Cruz, but he gets his own rebound and pushes it back up and in. Eric Cruz has 9. And it's 45-40. And we've got 12:15 to play. Ravens trailing it by 5. Grandview back out on top. Benedictine, the long road trip today. Here's a long three. Knocks it down. It's also, my goodness, Connor Robertson, his second three of the game. One of them coming back way back early in the half, 48-40. And we're inside 12 minutes to go. Bristol come out on top to Timmy. Feeds to Cruz. He will lean in, go in, get it, plus one. And shaking his head. And Brian Miller made a crucial defensive error right there. When the ball handler turns and kind of goes into you, you stand your ground to take a chance to draw the charge or you get out of the way. Well, he just kind of slowly backed away. Well, he was moving. The contact happened. So Miller gets his second foul of the game, and Eric Cruz has a chance at a three-point play. 11:50 to go. The free throw, no, for Eric. And a rebound down to Grandview. It's 48-42. Vikings out front at 11:40 to go. Pass comes out on top to Robertson. He's shown as a hot hand. He's got a couple of threes already. The feed back out to the top to Bryson. Bryson being guarded by Cruz on the left side of the lane. Dumps it back off on top to Sartorius. He'll take it to the free throw line. The shot clock's at 8. Baseline jump shot is up. It's an air ball. Cut on the fly by Eric Cruz. And Jaden Bristol bringing it up the floor. Goes to Matt Austin for the 11:15 to go. Austin, 3 from straight away on the top. Matt Austin. It's down 48-45. And we've got 11:10 left. Matt has got, what, 16 now? And we've got a long way to go in this one. Grammy with the ball. Sartorius loses the handle for a minute, but able to go back and pick it up. Gets it over to Bryson. He'll come into the lane. Little counterclockwise spin. It's up and in, and they're going to get a late whistle and a foul. So the official will walk over, count the bucket, and we've got a foul on Cruz. I've got Eric for, what, a couple of fouls now, and Benedictine will make a substitution or two. Back into the game for your Ravens is going to be both Tyson Caffey and Saxton Thuston. And also now coming in is going to be Nysir Scott. He'll be out there with Ahmad Lewis and Matt Austin. And at the line, Dallas Bryson with a three-point opportunity. His free throw rolls around and in. So Bryson a 77-plus percent free throw shooter, is able to convert on that one, making it 51-45. But again, the Ravens down a half a dozen. 10.5 to play in the game. Saxon with it on the right side, feeds underneath for Tyson Cathy. The pass is too high, and it gets away and goes out of bounds. Benedict can turn it over. 10.5 to go. Walking it up the floor, here comes Grandview. Brady Sartorius. Over to Isaiah Johnson. Top of the key again to Sartorius. Back over in front of the bench. They get it to Jack Trudeau. Trudeau goes left side. He's not related to the prime minister. They spell it differently. Pronounce it the same. Spell it differently. Here's a long two that is up and missing. And Thuston with the Benedictine rebound. 10 minutes to play. Ravens up the floor. Nice here. Into the lane. Dishes over. The shot up and good. Give the bucket to Saxon Thuston. Give the assist to Nicer Scott. 51-47. Grandview back out topside. Sartorius. They've stretched to the floor a little bit now. Kind of widen it out. Isaiah Johnson looks to drive in. Has no room. Throws it back. And the shot to the baseline by Dallas Bryson is way too strong. And we get a foul called, I think, on the rebound. And as that foul is called, we're getting our under 10 timeout. Joseph, we've earned it. Let's take a break. With 9.5 minutes to go in this men's college basketball game, your score, Grandview 51, Benedictine 47.
The biggest stars of country music play here. Hot Country 93.7 KAIR, Horton, Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here in Des Moines, Iowa, neither of these teams has had a guy who's been the Conference Player of the Week quite yet, but the current reigning Conference Player of the Week is going to be coming to the Nolan Gymnasium Thursday night. That's right. Tobler Stockton's Jalen Blaze is your Conference Player of the Week. He had 46 points in their victory over Graceland last week to earn that honor, and Tobler Stockton will be in the Nolan Thursday night. In games, of course, that you'll be hearing live right here on Care Radio. But right now, it is back to action, and Ravens back up the floor with the basketball. Ninth year Scott, Matt Austin, Jake Thompson, Saxon Thuston, Ahmad Lewis to Benedict in five. Here's a shot from the top. Matt up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Saxton. Dumps it over to Nicer on the left side and 9:20 to go in the game. Nicer goes baseline, lays it off the glass and scores. Nicer Scott. 51-49, and again, it's a two-point game. We're just over 9 minutes to play. Grandview will dish it to the right side. Drew Johnson feeds baseline all alone underneath, and before the shot can be taken, Raven reaches in. They're going to call this somehow a two-shot foul, and the foul is going to be on Saxton. I've got him for a couple of fouls today, and coming to the line for Grandview is going to be Dallas Bryson. Dallas Bryson at the line is a 77.3% free throw shooter. He's one of one today, and the first of two here fails. Matt Austin will come out. He's going to get a little rest. You know he's going to be... No, he's not coming out. It's going to be Nicer. Yeah, Nicer coming out. How about maybe Matt was going to come out and get a little rest for that last run, but it's going to be Nicer checking out. Bristol is back into the game. One more shot here for Bryson, and it is good. It is 52-49 with 8:50 to go. Granby with the lead. Benedictine with the basketball down by three. Eric Cruz checks into the scorer's table, so we will see him entering the contest on the next dead ball opportunity. over to the left side. It's going to be tight to Kathy. Backs in, kisses it off the window, missed it. And Saxton goes up, and he can't get the push back. Rebounding it down is Grandview. Up forward with the basketball, looking very uncomfortable handling it, is going to be Dallas Bryson. There are two Dallases on this team, too, by the way. Cowboy fans, they're probably playing right now. You got Dallas Bryson and Dallas Bailey. One's from Denver and one's from Peoria. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Grammy with the ball. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. The desperation three rims out. No good. And Tyson Cathy coming up with a rebound. Here comes Benedict. And we are inside 8 minutes to go in the game. Ravens with the basketball. Trying to get by three. It is 52-49 in a relatively low scoring one so far. The feed underneath to Tyson. Throws it over across instead of going up with the shot. Brings it back out on top to Matt. But Tyson would take that layup that he had a moment ago. Now Matt falling away from 13, cannot get it, and the rebound is going to be snapped out of bounds by Tyson Cathy, and the Ravens will turn it over. 7:38 to go. Tyson will come out also. Coming out of the game for Benedictine is going to be Nicer. Nicer comes in, and Ahmad will go out. Let's set that Raven 5. Matt Austin, Jaden Bristol, Saxton Thuston, Nicer Scott, and Eric Cruz. Benedictine with four of its original five out on the floor. 7:27 to play in the ball game. Grandview with the ball, leading it by three. Walking it out on top, Sartorius for the Vikings. He'll start left, come off on top. It was a near travel by Drew Johnson, shuffling and stuttering those feet a little bit. Now to the left side, Sartorius shot up, missing, rebound Saxton. Thuston, an incredible rebounder. BC up the floor. Here's Bristol. He'll go for three. Doesn't have it happen. And a rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. It is BC basketball. Ravens are going to have it back in with 20. Reset on the shot clock. And now 7 minutes to play. Are we getting a Raven timeout? Yeah. Coach Moody, taking a break. Let's do it, Joseph. 7 minutes to play in the game. Grandview 52, Benedictine 49.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Back with you in Iowa. It is men's college basketball here on CARE. Going to see if I can check in on other game going on around the conference today. Flip a couple of pages forward here, and we will find that. Last score we have is Mount Mercy and Central Methodist in a one-point game, 37-36. Central Methodist leading at Mount Mercy. And I suspect that that game is further than that along now, but we're trying to keep you abreast of what is going on in that one. Right now, Ravens putting it back in play. Here's Matt. Austin has it at the baseline, goes into the lane, falling away from 12, goes, bounces out, but tipped out on top. Bristol will save it. Ravens will reset the offense. Here's Cruz going in. Back it comes to Bristol. He'll feed underneath. Oh, that was a beautiful pass. What an assist. And Nicer was right there for the two. It is 52-51, a one-point game, and we've got 6:34 to go. Game is moving fast. The time is racing with 6:25 now left. Ryan Miller all the way out, standing both feet in the center circle, guarded by Nicer as the shot clock gets to single digits. We've got a big collision. Offensive foul called. That is a huge call on Ryan Miller, the offensive foul. Nicer with three fouls, but now the leading scorer for the Grandview team has four. Ryan Miller has a dozen points today, averaging over 20. And he picks up his fourth personal foul, and he is going to stay out there with 6:09 to go. Right side is Saxton. Does not attack the basket. Comes back out on top. Bristol looks in. Comes to Matt. Over to the left side, Cruz. He'll drive in. Goes up. Shot block. Got fouled. Cruz coming to the line. The foul is going to be on Jackson Golightly. How about this? This guy who started in the game, he's played a ton of minutes. 6'8" center, and that is his first foul today. He is at the line. The first one rolls in, and we're tied. That thing kind of flirted with falling away, but he got the good roll, and we're even now at 52. One more shot for a lead. Just inside 5 or 6 minutes to go. The second free throw is no good, and we have another tie in this game. That is our sixth tie today. Turnaround shot for the left side. It's going to be up and good. And we talked about Ryan Miller. Four fouls or not, he's going to go right to the hole, and he puts it in, 54-52. Grandview in front, 5.5 to go. Topside, Thuston. Bristol in front of the Raven bench now. Works off a screen by Cruz. Will go into the lane. Puts a shot up. Too soft. Gets his own rebound. Dishes that on top. Cruz, it's three. Too strong. And the rebound, Grandview. Drew Johnson clears it down. And he's going to be forced to bring it up before himself. Doesn't want to, but does it anyway. Gets it over to Ryan Miller. Now to go lightly playing it up at the high post. 5 minutes to play in the game. 54-52, Grandview. Back over to the left side, Miller. Here's a three from the edge, way off the mark, and a rebound. Benedictine's nice guy. Ravens up the floor, inside five to play. Nice here, works to the right side. Here's Cruz to Bristol. Bristol starts in, stops at the free throw line, little behind the back pass. Saxton can't get it away. Bristol for three. Halfway down, spins out. And the Ravens are going to save it in. What an athletic play by Saxton Thuston. That was incredible. Now the feed in the middle to Thuston, and another assist for Bristol. Thuston, two more. It's 54-54 with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play. The pass on top, go lightly for three. Rebound nice here, Scott. Benedictine with an opportunity at a lead. 4:10 to go in the game. It is low scoring. Every bucket is huge. At the scorer's table across the way for Benedictine. Jaden Timmy waiting to come into the lineup. Bristol has it on top. Drives into the lane. Dumps it over to the right side. Cruz looks down. Makes sure it's a three and it won't drop. And a rebound pulled back down again by Grandview's Brady Sartorius. 3:47 to go in a tie game. 54-54. Sartorius, skip pass over to the left side to go lightly. Now the feed underneath the shot. Rejected! Blocked away by Cruz. And when he was done, Ryan Miller's on the floor. No foul called in the feed across. And it's right through the hands of Cruz. It was a fantastic pass from Nicer Scott. And I don't know if Cruz didn't see it, wasn't ready, couldn't get there. But it hit both of his palms and shot straight through and out of bounds. And back it comes to Grandview. We are still tied at 54. 3:27 to play. Go lightly with it to Miller. Now they run motion. The most basic offense. From one side to the other this time, they'll dip into the lane, and the shot is up, and it's going to be batted away from behind. Raymond's come up with it, and Cruz making amends for that last trip down with a rejection of the shot, and the Ravens are back on offense with 3 minutes exactly. And we're still tied at 54. Here's Bristol with it. Starts in. No room. Out on top it goes. Over to the left side. Nicer goes from 15. Pulls him back down. Doesn't take the shot. Here's Bristol. Shot clock's at 7. Shot clock's at 5. The feet underneath Timmy. Goes up. Gets fouled. He is going to take a couple of free throws. Having just come into the ball game, the foul is on... Is it on Sartorius? Yeah. Only his first foul. For Grandview, it'll be team foul night. So team fouls are tied. The score is tied. The free throw is up, but it's good. And now the Ravens are in front. Big free throw for Jaden Timmy as he scores his sixth point of the afternoon. Keep wanting to call it an evening. It's his second free throw off the back. No good. Benedictine in front, 55-54. 2:40 to go. Back down the floor with it. Out on top. Grandview looks inside. Sartorius working against Matt Austin. Dribbles it back off on top. Goes all the way over in front of the bench. Gets it out to the point. Taking it there is going to be Ryan Miller. You know, he'll shoot. He does, and it won't go in, but he gets fouled. And fourth foul of the game for Nysear. Nysear Scott picking up foul number four. Questions now. At what point do you say, hey, we're just going to leave you in as long as you can go? Or what time do we take someone out? It'll be interesting to see. With 2:18 left. One free throw for the tie, and it's good. Ryan Miller looking again at the free throw line. He is so good. 88%+ free throw shooter. Hits both of these. He is 6 of 6 at the line today. And it is now a 1-point Grandview lead, and we've got a Viking timeout. Timeout on the floor with 2:18 to go. It's now Grandview 56, Benedictine 55.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, Scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Minutes and 18 seconds separate us from having a winner in this game. 56-55 right now, Grandview. These teams have been very close all afternoon. As I mentioned a moment ago, they've been tied 6 times. The lead has changed hands probably more times than that. Ravens trailed early, got in trouble, almost down double digits, but found themselves trailing by 9. Less than 3 minutes into the game, we're able to battle back. They were down 6 with about 10 minutes to play, but had their first lead in the second half just moments ago. But with those free throws, Grandview's in front by 1. It'll be running bounds by Eric Cruz. Cruz and Timmy out there. Bristol and Austin and Scott. Those are the Raven 5 at this moment. 2 minutes to go. Matt Austin, left side. Back out on top to come to Bristol. Bristol accelerates, goes down, pushes it off the window and in. Jaden Bristol for 2. Jaden only has 7 points in the game, but puts the Ravens back in front at 57-56. We've got 1:45 to go. Top side with it is going to be Golightly. Gets it over to Sartorius. One hand pass to Miller. He's in the lane behind his head. The shot is up. It's no good. He thought he was fouled, and the Ravens pulling it down. Nysear Scott gets a rebound. 1:20 to play. Benedictine with the basketball, leading it by 1 at 57-56. Austin to Timmy to Bristol. He's directing a little traffic. Asks for a screen. Will cut into the lane. Brings it out on top to Timmy. He will go in, dump it down low to Cruz. Cruz being guarded by a man so much shorter than him, will drive around him and go up and score on Ryan Miller. Eric Cruz for 2, and we have another timeout on the court. Benedictine with some momentum and Benedictine with the lead. Timeout at 1:06 to play in the game. Ravens 59, Vikings 56.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
going to have you back with us here in Des Moines. Here we go down the stretch. Benedict back on defense. Grayson has the basketball. Sartorius will bring it up the floor. Swings it over to the right side. Way out in front of the bench. Now out on top to Ryan Miller. He's the guy you got to be afraid of, I would think. Here's a three. Drew Johnson. No. Rebound, Eric Cruz. Benedictine with 47 seconds to play. Has the ball. They lead by three. Now, we're going to have the Ravens going completely four corners. Bristol and Scott in the top two corners. You've got Lewis and Eric in the bottom two corners, and rounding it out, you've got Nysir. The shot is up. No. Nysir rebound. Missed it. Rebound. Nysir has it. Loses it. On the floor. Ravens, are they calling a timeout? No, they're going to say it gets away, and it's going to go back to Grandview, or are they going to give him a timeout? I think if they're going to say it got out of bounds, and the Ravens did not get a timeout called. Now, Benedictine is going to press on the inbound, and now they're going to take a timeout. What a flurry of action at the finish. The Ravens with a chance to put this away with a shot. It wouldn't fall. A weak timeout, Benedictine. There are 19 seconds left in the game. Grandview is going to have to go the length of the court to score. Ravens 59, Grandview 56.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, Grammy's already back out of the court. They're going to be putting the ball in play. From deep in the backcourt, it'll be Brady Sartorius to do the inbound. Sartorius, Ryan Miller, Jackson go lightly out there. Drew Johnson, Dallas Bryson, all guys who can score this bucket. Benedictine is going to have Eric Cruz, Jaden Bristol. They've got Ahmad Lewis out there, Nysir Scott, and Saxton Thuston. And quickly, it comes in. Ryan Miller races down the floor. He will shoot, miss the two, rebound Benedictine. Bristol's going to get fouled in the backcourt. What had happened there was Ryan Miller took the ball off the inbound. He sprinted with it to the other end of the court, went up for the shot. It didn't fall, but he was absolutely certain that he was going to get fouled and had gotten fouled, and the officials just didn't call a thing. He's sitting on the floor looking around, and Benedictine, with the rebound, gets fouled, and coming to the free throw line, Jaden Bristol. The gym has gotten very quiet here in Grandview as the Ravens are on the cusp of a win. This free throw is up and makes it a two-possession Raven lead. Bristol with his 8th point today. Now, out of the game is going to come Cruz, and back in on a little offense-defense switch probably is going to be Tyson Cathy. Tyson all the way down to the other end of the court, standing beneath the rim. The second free throw is up and perfect for Jaden Bristol. And Benedictine goes up 61-56. We've got 13 seconds to play. And we're going to hang on to it right here. What do you say? We're going to talk a little bit, Joseph, about next week. I know that you promoted it, and certainly we're looking forward to bringing you high school basketball. And it's usually, for me, it's like, well, I got a day off and then high school basketball Monday. Well, we're doing this Sunday, so we've got basketball, high school basketball from the McLeod Tournament tomorrow night. We're going to be down there with MHMA boys and girls, so join us here on Care Radio for that one. And as the rest of the week unfolds and wins and losses are done, we'll keep you apprised of where and what other games we'll be doing. Certainly we will have Benedictine from the Nolan with Clover Stockton on Thursday, so that you can certainly count on. Back up floor comes with Grandview, and now it's going to be stolen, and Bristol steals it, and the Ravens are going to run this thing out. The final score in Des Moines, Benedictine 61, Grandview 56, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Welcome back to the campus of Graceland University, where in the second game tonight, it was just thrilling from start to finish. I mean, this thing, it went back and went. One team was in front, game to be tied, other team in front, and when it was said and done, down the stretch, Benedictine was able to come away with a very impressive and a hard-fought win against a great team, 61-56. Looking back at my scoring recap, VC down the stretch scored the last 6 points of the game, and that was in the last, and that's kind of hard to believe, that was in the last 240. So in the last 240, points became very difficult to come by, and we're hoping to get a chance to visit with Coach Moody, and I suspect that he is going to be extremely, extremely proud of how his defensive unit played here this afternoon. Let's take a quick look at the scoring while we're doing that. First of all, for Grandview, Grandview is now 10-6 on the season and 5-4. In the conference, they were led, as they always are, by Ryan Miller. Ryan had 16 tonight. Dallas Bryson and Jackson Golightly each had 10. It was a half a dozen apiece for Brady Sartorius and Connor Robertson. Drew Johnson had 5, and rounding out the Viking scoring was Isaiah Johnson with 3. For the Benedictine Ravens, another huge day for Matt Austin with 16 points. Eric Cruz contributing 14. Jaden Bristol, a 9-point game today, and Saxton Thuston with 8. Ravens then saw 6 points each from Jaden Timmy and Nysir Scott, and rounding out the Ravens scoring was Tyson Caffey today. Tyson knocking down 2 on 1 of 2 shooting and had a big 10, or rather 5-rebound game. 10 rebounds, I'm looking down the list. 10 rebounds by Saxton Thuston. Matt Austin had 7. Eric Cruz had 6, so those rebounding numbers for Benedictine were absolutely fantastic. Ravens ended up hitting 42% of their shots, and Grandview hitting only 33. Again, a testament to the Benedictine defense and the effort that they put into this one here today. Three-point shooting, it was the Ravens hitting only 26%, a bit below what we were accustomed to seeing from them as they were 5 of 19 from the outside. Grandview was 8 of 23, and at the free throw line, Grandview spectacular. They were 10 of 13 three-point shooting. And Benedictine hit 8 of 12. Ravens even have some turnover issues today. 13 turnovers on the course of the afternoon. Grandview turning it over 7 times. But the Ravens, great bench play and great determination is what I think as much as anything else down the stretch as they come away with a big win here today. Of course, now, for us, next week it is tournament week, as we've been talking about during the course of the games here today. And Monday we will be in McLouth, Kansas, as we will have both Morehead Academy boys and girls teams here on CARE. And they will be down in the McLouth tournament. A lot of other teams from the area in tournaments in the course of the next couple of weeks. And we're certainly going to be doing our very, very best to be able to bring those games to you as the tournament weeks around the area go on in the next 2 weeks. And of course, for the Ravens, you're going to have next week, you're going to have the Benedictine Ravens at home, and looking quickly at games going on Monday in the conference. Oh, here comes Coach. Monday in the conference, there are three games going on. Hey, Coach! There you go. Pull up a chair or stand there. Anything you feel like doing right there is good.
How about this?
How about that? Congratulations, man. That was hard fought against a good team. You know?
Yeah, I mean, they are a good team. They can really score. Two teams that I think can really score didn't. So you just have to find a way. You know, we just went in that locker room and told them we played two games on the road against pretty physical, good teams, and we averaged 60.5 points this week and found a way to win to split on the road. So we'll take it. We'll take it. It is what it is. And I think I said this to you maybe at Baker, but this is the time for bad basketball, and you kind of have to weed your way through it. And once you get to February, you hope that it improves. But I was proud of our guys. You know, we didn't have maybe some of that the toughness on Wednesday to get – I think we learned from Wednesday, if that makes sense. I don't think that we showed some of the same grit Wednesday that we did to, you know, when we were struggling offensively. And I thought we showed some really tough grit tonight. And, you know, the Miller kid's just so hard to guard. He's such a good player, fast, skilled. And, you know, we held him, I think, to 5 points under his average. And, you know, maybe that was the difference. So I thought we did a good job tonight.
Coach, I was telling listeners that I thought that you were going to come here and be really proud of the defense, because I was. Because, again, you hold a team that is as good as this Granby team that can score, and you talk about him because, you know, Miller ends up with over 20 a game, you know, usually, and you kept him below that. And I just thought the defense holding an opponent like this to 56, that was great.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we defended. We went with a few different, kind of working some guys back in. You know, Eric and Temi, we're working them back in a little bit and trying to find, you know, the rotation again. And I thought that all of us played physical and really guarded well. So, yeah, I mean, to hold them to 56 points, I think that's twofold. I mean, we'll give our guys some credit in most of it, but I also think that it's just the time of the year. It's really, shots are tough to find right now. I just told the guys, you know, we're not going to apologize. You know, hey, it is what it is, man. We win an ugly game on the road in the heart. We're going to be happy about it.
Wins are wins, right? All those W's count up.
Yeah.
And, you know, for you guys, you know, you're clipping right along now. That's a dozen. As you go into the middle of January, I mean, you're still in a good spot in a tough conference.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the second spot.
Yeah,
like,
I think we're in a good spot.
This far from first.
Yeah, I think we're in a good spot. You know, William Penn's really good. We'll get our shot at them next Saturday. I mean, the Culver game next Thursday at home, finally.
How good
so
is that?
People can come out and watch us play, I hope, next Thursday. But Culver's a really good team. Beat Evangel at Evangel yesterday, which is a huge win for them. And yeah, I mean, ultimately, Tom, like 12 wins is great right now. We have 10 left, and that will literally decide, you know, I mean, it will come down to where we're going to play in the heart tourney and if we're going to be, you know, in the hunt for an at-large if we can't win our league. You know, I mean, just all these things over the course. A lot's going to shift in our league over the next 10 games. And, you know, I think we've had probably the most challenging hard schedule. We've played a boatload of games on the road, I feel like, and then three and 6 days. I think our schedule has been the hardest, you know, so hopefully with it, you know, maybe loosening up a little bit, we start to get our mojo back on offense and make some shots.
And something you just said was stunning. 10 games left? Holy cow.
I know. It goes fast. And, you know, in this, you know, it's funny because in this day and age of COVID and just all this other stuff, whatever's going on, like, the guy before the game comes and he's like, you know, is there any scratches? Yeah. They didn't used to say that to you. You know, like, you never know what 1 week's going to present, you know, with the COVID and, you know, injury and everything else. So, you know, I think we're sitting pretty healthy right now, knock on wood. And our guys are definitely beat up, but they're competing. And I just don't, our shots will go in. I mean, we're getting good looks. It's just kind of that you know, it's just that grind time right now. So very proud of the defensive effort. I'm just proud that our guys, you know, we said this to him, Tom. I sent Jaden Bristol a quote last night that I can't remember the exact gist, but the gist was, you know, your best players have to inspire and unite the team. And if they don't, they divide it. You know, so like your best players have to inspire and unite the team. And I thought that overall today, take best players out of that quote, our team inspired each other and united each other in this win. I know that sounds cheesy, but like it takes all eight or nine or whoever got in there to get this done this time of year. And, you know, to defend and hold a team to 56 is not one guy locking one guy down. That's five guys locking the other five guys down. And so, you know, I would consider that very inspired basketball, and I'd consider that very united basketball. So, you know, we just got to keep playing that way and see where things fall.
Coach, a great win, a lot of emotion, a lot of, you know, a lot of wonderful play by the guys. I'm very proud of them and you, and congratulations, man. We will take – what are you going to do? Do the guys get a day?
The guys get tomorrow off.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to hurry. You're riding with us.
Yeah.
We want to get. We're going to tell our bus driver to be very careful, but to hurry so that we can try to catch that second half.
Get the second half.
Home. Yeah,
we're going to make an effort, Coach.
We're going to make an effort.
Congratulations. Good
All
job.
Right, Tom. Thanks.
Hey, that's going to do it from here in Des Moines. Again, Ravens split. The ladies coming up just short, and the Benedictine guys a thrilling win in the nightcap. Till we greet you next time, for our man Joseph back at the Care Radio Sports Studio from Iowa. Tom Katz. Thanks and so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.